All right, Derek. So yeah. Why are you in a sex ban?
Because I guess my chick hadn't checked up on me in a little bit, which I think is her fault. She recently went through my follow, like, to see who I'm following, like, on Instagram and on Twitter, and she noticed that I was following just an abundance of, like, OnlyFans girls or maybe just regular girls that just have ginormous breasts.
Yeah.
And she just, I mean, she's throwing a complete fit. She tells me that it's disrespectful. And I tell, like, I just don't see what the big deal is.
Well, you're a married man.
No, yeah.
I'm taking her side.
No, he's not doing anything wrong. He's just following people. And
he's got a rap sheet.
But he's got so many followers. Like, is he really ever going to see all their stuff all the time? Like,
I do see their stuff a lot, yeah.
Well, okay, well, you're not supposed to say that.
I'm on her side. I think you're a married man
now.
Don't you think
it's a bit dramatic?
It's very dramatic.
Why are you still seeking that out?
Because
these chicks have huge breasts.
He's not seeking it. It's show prep.
Yeah, it's
not show prep.
It is. Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, it's just,
it hurts
I'm
your
just
feelings.
Following them. Just
if,
so
if it
I can
hurts
see
your feelings,
pictures.
Then you shouldn't do it. You're
I know,
a bad
but
person.
Like, maybe not be a crybaby.
Huh. Hey, let's go
That's
to.
How I, right, I'm in the right. I win.
You are in the right.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm on
no,
her side,
right.
but.
I win.
What's up? Logan, have you been put on a sex ban?
Me?
Yes, Logan.
I put my girl on one before, but I have not been put on one.
Okay, why did you put her on one? What happened?
I don't have a very high drive, and my girl doesn't like cooking homemade meals. So I've told her before that you ain't getting none until you can cook me a good homemade meal.
All right.
And that's been like that for about 2 weeks before I got a good cooked meal.
All right. And so she's horny. She wants to do it with you, but you don't have a high sex drive.
No, I do not.
So you guys are mismatched.
Oh, no. When it comes to time, I can perform pretty well. She likes it the way I do it.
Well, thank you, sir. Let's go to Sherry. What's up, Sherry?
Hey.
Hey, so you put your man on a sex ban, like put him in sex jail?
Yeah, I put him on a sex ban. It's like he cheated on me, first of all. And, you know, I told him if he was going to stay with me, he was going to be on the sex ban. And the only way to stay with him is I wouldn't take him for everything he has.
Your man cheated on you?
Yeah, he cheated on me, and I said, if he doesn't do the sex ban, I am going to take him for everything he has. And I told him if he cheated during this sex ban, I would sign the divorce papers, you know, and, you know, had them drawn up. And he thinks it's unfair, and he thinks...
Yeah, you're an idiot.
What?
I said, dummy. Because you got in the situation because you didn't... want to have sex, you had lack of enthusiasm, weren't really into it, and I'm not justifying what he did. What he did was wrong.
Yeah.
He should have communicated with you and tried to work it out, and
definitely.
Then hopefully you would have open ears, you know what I mean, so that he could communicate with you and you could see his side and go, okay, well, I understand. Maybe I should step it up a little bit. And that would have been nice. Unfortunately, he's a douche and he cheated. But if you're going to stay with him and then you're going to put him on a sex ban, I mean... You should be giving him tons of sex. Let him know what he's going to miss if he screws up.
I don't know. I think he needs to be cleansed of the last nasty woman he was with. Yeah, but cleansed. He's convinced that sex is something we all, you know, need to work on. And I don't want to touch him. And, you know, I don't want him touching me. And I'm not over it. And I think...
How long has it been?
It's 2 years.
2 years?
Damn.
Holy cow.
Oh, he's definitely cheated again.
2 years. You think that's somehow going to...
No, I think works. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Ahead. No, I was just going to say, like, that 2 years... Oh, my gosh. That poor guy.
But I think this works for women because you've got to train your husband. Like, he betrayed me and our kids. The kids hate him.
The kids hate him. Why do the kids hate him? Yeah. What did he do to the kids?
No, I made him tell the kids what he did.
Oh, my gosh! What do you mean you made him tell the kids?
They're old enough to understand, and now they don't respect the dad.
How old are they?
I don't blame them. They're 11 and 13, and, you know.
Don't you think that's a little young? So dad had to sit, hey, dad. Dad had to go out and get some strange. My bad. I'm sorry, family. And now the kids hate him?
I told them. They hate him.
You
I don't
told
blame
them first.
Them.
Oh, just, my gosh.
Yeah, we just started sleeping in the same room now. And, you know, he sleeps on the couch in the room we have. And
getting closer
so
to the
well,
bed.
And he's sorry. Well, he can maybe eventually, like, sleep in my bed again, but the woman he's cheating with, she's disgusting. She's gross.
Okay,
she has her own husband.
Okay, she had her own husband. So he's not, I mean, this has been a while, right? He's not currently cheating, correct?
I mean, not that I know of. It's been 2 years. I don't know when the van's going to be over.
So you did not like the look, the aesthetics of the woman that he cheated with?
No, she's disgusting. She's a nasty bitch. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear.
That's fine. That's fine.
She's a nasty ass.
And she had her own husband?
She had her own husband. And so I want him cleansed of her. And I don't know when the band's going to be over. I think it's a good way to teach my husband what he did. It hurt me. It hurt the kids. The kids know. And they know their father, you know.
Did you tell
was
the dog,
in the guest
too?
Room.
Does the dog hate him?
The dog knows. I think.
Yeah, right.
We do have a dog.
You're doing this all wrong. You're doing this, in my opinion. I could be wrong, Derek.
You could be, but I don't think you are.
I think you should have just went crazy with the sex. Because that's, I think, right?
Give them all the sex.
You're now emotionally unavailable. You're sexually unavailable to your husband. You're all those things. You got the whole family hating them. Right? The dude he's on a couch because he just doesn't want to have to give you all his stuff. I mean, what a pathetic existence. You should have got...
Well, he has to repair this. It's not my job. You know what I mean? I'm trying to work on forgiving him. I think sex bonds work in relationships. I think it's going to work.
I don't see how that helps.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Because you sound really unfun. And so you probably were unfun prior. And again, I blame him for cheating. But you don't sound like you were, like, a fun person.
No, well, she doesn't. What was her name again?
Sherry.
Yeah, horrible name.
My name is Sherry.
Not fun at all. Least fun name of all time. Yeah.
I was fun. I don't know what happened.
Let me go to Richard here. Richard, try not to be a dick to her, okay?
I'm telling you, man, it's 2 years. That man is either, I mean, he's already gone somewhere else. And she's got to realize that. I don't know a man out there is going to sit in a marriage for 2 years for whatever reason and not go out. And that's crazy. He's done it multiple times in 2 years.
Okay, you're saying that he's still cheating.
Absolutely. There is absolutely 100%.
Right. So he's not really cleansing himself of that other woman. He's just finding another woman. Mm-hmm. I
disagree with you. I think he's getting.
Have you tried counseling?
It's kind of expensive right now. But
I'm not asking you to do nothing.
I'm fast.
Can you, Derek? We look up. Do sex bans in relationships work?
Looking up now.
All right, sex bans. Because I can't imagine, and I'd love to take other people's calls. 1-855-FU-BILLY. I'm curious. Let's see. Sex fans work in relationships.
This talks about like...
Hey, you guys seem like you're mad at me. I mean...
I'm a little mad at you.
Oh, yeah.
Here, this is what it says. It says sex bans are manipulative and destructive to your relationship.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh. So it says here that the no nookie for anyone until the war was over doesn't work.
I'm going to click on images.
If you Google sex strike, you find hundreds of stories from women who got their own way by going on strike. One woman got a new kitchen. Another convinced her husband to have another baby. Other women simply use it as a way to discipline and correct their husband's behavior. Does anyone else find this utterly depressing?
Hmm.
Sex shouldn't be a reward. It should be an expression of lust or love or anything else that you want it to be. It should be fun and gratifying and enjoyable. It should not be a reward or treat.
I don't know. It's kind of like ice cream.
Basically, you know, by taking sex away from your partner as a punishment, you send the message that it's an activity that you partake in for them in the first place. It suggests that sex is a favor you've been doing for them, right? But you don't actually like it. And they're saying that in every single example they can find online, the person doing the banning is the woman, and the person on the receiving end is the man.
Okay.
And so it perpetuates an untrue stereotype that men like sex and women just put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Let me take some calls here, Brian and there.
I mean, that's not true. We just get mad.
Okay. Well, Scotty now. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Morning, everybody.
What do you got?
So, I've been in a unique situation, kind of like Sherry's. I guess I was part of a sex band. And I will tell you, a sex band is absolutely destructive to the relationship. Mine didn't go 2 years. Mine went maybe 6 months. And the unique part of it is, during the sex band, I was trying to reconcile it. I was doing everything. I was trying to be the perfect husband, the perfect
It just didn't work. 6 month sex ban that guy got put on.
That's
holy cow.
That's a heavy ban.
Let's go to Rosemary. What's up, Rosemary?
Hi, Miss Sherry. You have him on a sex ban for 6 months. I'm on a sex ban for like 2 months. He doesn't want to do it for me. It sucks being on the other end.
Oh man, so you got a man, that's Rosemary, and he hasn't given you the delicious for like 2 months.
Yeah, literally. I
did you cheat on him? Like, what's the ban for? Why are you in sex jail?
Oh. How can I put this? He says that I'm not, I don't talk much, and I really don't. I let him talk all the time. I listen to him, but when we get here to this area of the relationship, he gets really, like, shy. And
you're a freak.
I'm not shy.
Oh, yeah. Scared him. Scared him. He's like, oh, I don't know. Monster.
He got spooked.
Alyssa. Well, thank you, Rosemary. What's up, Alyssa? What do you think?
So, for Sherry, I feel like you guys are so harsh on her a little bit. Because, like, why would you reward, well, not
thank
reward
you.
Him, but why would you go crazy with the sex if he cheated?
I'll give you my reasoning. Because... right? Because that was, if that's one of the reasons why he cheated, and I'm not saying that what he did was right, but if she decides to stay with him by punishing him, by not, you know, doing the sex, they're not moving closer together. So they should be having crazy, wild, you know, insane sex, in my opinion. I could be wrong.
I guess, yeah.
If you want to bring each other together, and if, you know, sex is the cuddle hormone and oxytocin and all that stuff, it would bring them closer together, where now they're just roommates for 2 years.
Yeah, but it's kind of like she's going to see it as like, oh, she's rewarding me in a way, you know? And for her, like...
You know what? If he's a good man, he'll see that she is trying to make it work.
Yeah, so it's like I feel like she, like, should be able to work on forgiving him. And... then, like, once, like, they're able to move past it and everything, then they can go crazy.
I mean, 2 years. 2 years. Sherry?
Oh, yeah, no. 2 years.
Yeah,
too long.
I'm here.
You are scary.
Very.